And was there support in the local, the locality for
Oh,
them?
absolutely. Douglas Street, Douglas Street's a fantastic place to live. I mean, it took a while for people to get the hang of what exactly is going on in that bar. Yeah, I mean, there were old men. It was the early 80s. There were quite a few old men who would start drinking at one end of the pub and work their way along the street and would always come into me. And I've great memories of some old guys like with soft hats and pipes and whatever, and would always drink. And even when the bar got busy and even when the bar became quite gay, those guys still came in. I love that. I love that. Now, I was always particularly attentive. I loved that anyway, right? So I would always be particularly attentive to older people and whether they're comfortable. And I suppose I got that from my parents, do you know? There was one man who lived two doors up, Charlie Callanan, and he used to come in and he had a soft hat and he was just a sweet man, you know? And he always referred to his wife as the Queen, yeah? And I actually became very friend. She was very tall, very, very elegant lady, Mrs. Callanan. And I used to be quite a little fearful of her, actually. She was quite a formidable looking lady, yeah? And actually, poor Charlie got Alzheimer's in the end. And I knew that you could see that what he was getting. He didn't know who I was after a while. And it was kind of sad then that he used to tell wonderful stories about the pub. Yeah, which he lived next door to all his life. So he had fantastic stories about who ran it and lived in it and who, you know, all the people who used to drink in it and all the crazy stories from years ago.
What type of thing did he tell you about?
Oh, things that, like, they used to do on Good Friday. You know, Good Friday, the pubs would close, and rather than not drink on Good Friday, the fellas would contrive all kinds of schemes. And he told me this great story of some fella who used to drink in the bar used to drive a Tato van, yeah? And on Good Friday, all the lads, what they did was he kitted the van out as a bar just for Good Friday, right? I mean, the madness of it, like. And they drove down to the Monaghan Road and parked the van. The boys went on the piss for the day in the back of the van, like, just because it was Good Friday, you know? Crazy stuff like that. And fellas then who were in those days, there was a snug, there was a little mark on the ceiling in loafers, actually, which was the snug, the mark of the snug. And of course in those days, the snug was for women, right? Women would come in and have a bottle of stout in the snug, right? And he told me this lovely story of this woman who came in with a friend of hers, and she had her bottle of stout in the snug, and her husband didn't think she drank, right? And her husband never drank in, well, it was the Shamrock Bar in those days. Her husband never drank in the Shamrock Bar, right? But on this particular day, she was doing her shopping and came in with her friend and had a bottle of stout and went into the snug and closed the door. And while she was in there, her husband and a few friends came in and she couldn't leave. So that was another story. And also, Lunham's Bacon Factory was in... when I opened Loafers, like, there was a laneway directly opposite into what was the car park. That was Lunham's Bacon Factory, which I remember from when I was young in Cork. And all the workers from Lunham's Bacon Factory used to drink in all the pubs along, you know. And at lunchtime, what they would do, some of the guys, they'd bring over a lump of bacon. And the people who used to own the Shamrock Bar, the lady of the house, she would boil up the bacon and then she'd have sandwiches and stuff ready for them at tea time, and they'd come in and they'd stay there half the night then, eating the bacon sandwiches that she was after making, like, stuff like that. Great, real old. And I remember Douglas Street from when I was the 60, early 60s when I was a kid, you know. And I remember actually the number 27 Douglas Street, which I eventually bought and made part of Loafers, was O'Callaghan's bicycle shop. And I remember bringing my bicycle in to have the puncture repaired into Mr. O'Callaghan, you know. Little did I know, as a 15-year-old, I would eventually own the building. Really interesting. But, I always loved Douglas Street because Douglas Street always was, like, to me, the main street of a country town, as opposed to being a town in a city. It had that kind of atmosphere, and it had a lovely curve on it. You couldn't stand at one end of Douglas Street and look directly down it because of this little kind of a mischievous curve that was in it. And all the higgledy-piggledy buildings, you know, there were two-story houses and three-story houses. It always gave off that atmosphere to me of of the main street in a country town. And actually, when I moved, when I bought, when I got Loafers in 1983, there was actually a little shop in Douglas Street run by an old woman, and all she sold was tea towels. So if you can imagine this little Dickensian shop, about 7 feet wide, and a little counter, and a woman in there sitting there and selling only tea towels, I mean,